And welcome back to another installment of the Uninformed Gamers Podcast. I am one of your hosts. You know me. You love me. I am Devin, also known as Darkness Tiger, and also known as Darkness Tiger. I am joined by my two illustrious co-hosts. First, my friend, the Rad Dreams of Review, Mason.
Hello.
And now joining you is the chameleon himself, Chameleon Chris.
What's up?
What's going on, gentlemen? Good to see you.
It is always good to be seen.
Yes. Yes, always.
And if you are a listener or are now a watcher to the chat, this might be our first time where the video works flawlessly.
Hey, it only took like a couple times. It's okay.
It only took a couple times and one dead Microsoft Surface Pro 7.
Yeah. That's sad.
Well, hopefully it resurrects from the ashes.
Oh, it'll be fine. I'm just using it as a web browser for now. But I do have a quick complaint. I appreciate Microsoft as a technology company, but for some reason, it's never exactly where I want them to be.
Mm.
One of the reasons I was excited to get a Surface Pro 7 was because I was under the assumption that I could stream my Game Pass games off of it. Which computer can you not do that for?
I guess you can't download them, but you can stream them. You can stream anything.
You can stream them, but they're very slow. But if you if you download them, the Surface Pro will crash.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Yeah, it doesn't have a gaming card, like a graphics card in it, so it probably is not the best for it.
No.
I use mine mostly for like RuneScape, and RuneScape, you can run that on a potato.
So. Oh, yeah. I mean, RuneScape's old school.
Exactly.
Now, do they still have RuneScape Classic, or is it just like all like new RuneScape?
No, there's like the original, the 2003. I want to say it was 2003 or 2007.
I forget when it came out.
Okay.
But yeah, they basically split the code, and there's the old game, and then there's the new game. The old game isn't the exact old game because they've added stuff to it. Which they pull the community for.
Right.
Mm. So that's the only way that new stuff gets added in.
Okay.
I gotcha.
So what have you guys been up to? I'm going to arbitrarily choose Rad Dreams Review. What have you been?
Oh, that's different. You usually arbitrarily choose Chris.
I know. We're arbitrarily choosing you. It's random.
Yeah. Sure. No, actually a fair amount has been going on in terms of gaming, so that's kind of exciting.
Ooh.
Yeah. I downloaded and started playing, now please feel free to correct me if I'm wrong in my pronunciation of this, because I'm probably going to butcher it, Wulong?
Nope, you got
right?
It. I think it's right, yeah.
Is it Wolong or Wulong?
I think it's actually Wulong, from what I've heard.
All right, Wulong.
Yeah.
Wulong Fallen Dynasty, correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
How is it?
Okay. It is hard as fuck.
It's co-op. That you can play fully co-op.
Oh, for real? Hell yeah. If either of you are interested in the game, I may recruit your services.
Is it just two-player co-op, or is it three-player?
Three.
Oh,
is it three? Oh, dude,
Mason,
we can all play.
Let's go.
Dude, let's I'd be go. Down.
We just have to get past the first boss. And then
yeah, so that's what I'm stuck on.
Oh, good.
All right, so crazy. This, I swear to God, this always fucking happens to me. It happened to me with Hades, right? If you guys saw the clip on TikTok where I thought I beat the game but actually didn't, kind of something similar happened to me in Wulong, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where I'm at the first boss, I'm struggling. It takes me like an hour to beat, right? So I beat him, and then I'm like, yes! And then it does a cutscene. I'm like, oh no, he's got a second phase! And he goes into the second phase, and he turns into like this like swole demon fucking thing and just wrecks my shit, and I'm just like, no.
Is it Lubu?
No. It's I'm sure he's in the game, but the first boss is what is it, Guanzhang or something like that?
Okay. I just know Lubu is that like notorious Chinese.
Oh, yeah.
like, yeah, I'm gonna whoop your ass guy. And I was like, I wonder if it's him in the game.
But yeah, you face off against, like, for those listening, you face off against, like, iconic Chinese generals and just historical figures like Lu Bu, Zhang Zhao, basically anybody who's anybody that's in Dynasty Warriors, you get to actually fight against, which is kind of dope.
That's so cool.
I'm a huge supporter of Dynasty Warriors in general. I love that franchise. I love those games. They're phenomenal and fun. But yeah, Wulong is very challenging. The combat is very similar to like Nioh, Demon Souls, Dark Souls,
Sekiro.
Sekiro. Basically, all those like hard as fuck games. But once you get used to it, it's not bad. I mean, the graphics are stellar. Gameplay's great. But yeah, other than that, I think that was it in terms of that. And then for the other game thing, I retaught Jackie how to play Xbox.
Oh, nice. That's awesome.
Because like, she was very apprehensive to play for a while because she hasn't played Xbox in like forever.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden she's just like, hey, I kind of want to play Lego Star Wars. So I was like, oh, one. Yeah, because I purchased her for Christmas Lego Star Wars collection, the Luke Skywalker thing.
Nice.
And we have yet to play it together, and I've been like really chomping at the bit to play it. And
no, that's such a good, like, I love the Lego games for that, like, co-opness. Yeah. And that's a really good one.
Yeah. But yeah, Jackie and I started playing the Lego Star Wars, which was super, super cool. If you haven't played it yet, highly recommend. It's a lot of fun. Dialogue's hilarious. And then the last bit is I downloaded a cell phone game called Street Fighter Duel.
Okay.
What is that?
What's it? Yeah, what is that?
So this kind of came out of nowhere. It is made by Crunchyroll. Of all companies.
Interesting.
Yeah.
They make games?
Right?
Yeah, they do. They actually made one not that long ago that involved their mascot, Crunchyroll Hime, which was actually kind of fun, to be completely honest.
Yeah.
And she's a cool personality, too. You know, they hired an actress to become, like, a VTuber and actually, like, be, like, Crunchyroll Hime, and that's actually been kind of fun. She's really entertaining.
Yeah.
So they made that game. But Street Fighter Duel is basically like a it's like I'm trying to compare it to something. You ever play like Summoner's War?
Yes. Yes, I have.
So it's similar to Summoner's War, but with Street Fighter characters.
Okay. Yep, I see it here.
Where you like you buy Street Fighter characters, compose your squad, and then you duel. You can duel other players, you can duel the computer, it's a free-to-play game with, you know, monetization in it, but I'm, you know, a filthy free-to-play player. I ain't spending any money on that.
That's right. That.
But it's actually a fun game. I'm having a good time with it. But those are the games I've been playing and what I've been up to.
Awesome. Awesome, dude.
Chris, what have you been up to?
Yeah. Trying to think. So, like, really, I've been playing actually a lot of old school RuneScape while I've been watching TV or something.
Nice.
On top of that, I've been playing Fall Guys, of course. That's just Fall so Guys. Stupid.
Okay. It's stupid fun. You gotta yes, love it.
Absolutely. Just absolutely silly wonkiness. Love it. And then a bit of COD. Every once in a while, I queue up for a trash game of League of Legends and get whooped.
Oh,
yeah.
Dude, I haven't played in so long.
Oh God, it's not a good scene.
I heard it got better. Is this true or no?
Better in what way?
I heard the gameplay is better.
I don't think so. I think it's like about the same
with some of their like champion adjustments.
I mean, they're trying to make all characters at least viable in some sense, which is a tough job with almost 200 characters.
Yeah, it is. Like, balancing is very difficult with those types of games.
Yeah, yeah. It's okay though. I will. I usually get on and listen to other people suffer, and so
yeah. I like to watch.
It's fun for that.
I like to watch League because I know I will never be that good, and some of the shit that they do is really cool.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
At least to me, I think it's cool.
Yeah. Other than that, I've just been. I went this past weekend to like a wrestling event. Victoria got us tickets to this WWE event.
Oh yeah, where at?
How was
it? It was in Youngstown.
Really?
At the Seville Center or something. I forget exactly the Cavill Center or something like that.
Heck yeah.
It was fun. It was cool.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm gonna try to watch WrestleMania this year. So if you guys wanna come over and hang out, down. More than welcome.
Sure, why not?
One thing that is on my bucket list is to attend a live like wrestling show with my dad.
Yeah.
I think that'd be like a fun time because, you know, I grew up with wrestling, was super into it, never saw anything live. I think it'd be cool. Yep.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. Yeah, if you ever see it pop up and they're selling tickets in Cleveland, they're usually not that bad, to be honest with you.
Was there a lot of people over there? I've only gone
twice.
What's that?
Was there a lot of people that were there, Chris?
Yeah, it was full. It was a full stadium.
Really?
Yeah. That's wild. I didn't expect it to be still so wildly popular, but it is. They sold out. They were like, yeah, we sold out. I'm like, wow, all right.
Yeah, wrestling is still pretty huge.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's following.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, but that's what I've been up to. What about you, Devin? What you been up to, man?
Couple quick things. Before I get into it, I do want to send a shout out to Brendan Fraser for
Best Actor
Award at the Oscars.
Awesome.
And an even more special shout out to Michelle Yeoh for winning the Best Actress Award for Everything Everywhere All at Once, which also won Best Picture.
And
hell yeah.
Everything Everywhere All at Once is now the most awarded movie of all time.
It won almost every category that it was in.
Which is, I still have yet to see the film, which I feel terrible about because I really am interested and I really want to see it. It's just, I can't like find it anywhere that I don't want to, like, cause it's on Showtime.
Mm-hmm.
I think.
Yeah.
And I don't want to pay for Showtime.
Right.
So fair. I'm just like,
can you rent it off Amazon?
I don't believe so.
Oh, well, I've seen it a couple. I've seen it once in theater. And then I've seen it a couple times on the plane. So it won Best Supporting Actress, Best Supporting Actor, Best Original Screenplay. It won, let's see here. And obviously Best Actress, Best Film Editing. It won quite a lot.
Yeah, it did. And did you see the whale also won Best Costume Design?
I did not, which is weird.
What, weird that it won or weird that you didn't see that?
Well, did it win? Because I could have swore the Black Panther won.
It was Best like Makeup or something.
Okay, then yeah, I could believe that.
It was Best Makeup. Yeah, you're right. With the costumes and shit, it was Black Panther.
Yeah, but a special unfortunate shout out to congratulations to Jamie Lee Curtis for winning her first I think it's her first Oscar as Best Supporting Actress.
Why do you say, because she has a wide ranging career?
No, because she beat out Angela Bassett for Black Panther Wakanda Forever.
Oh, okay.
And Jamie Lee Curtis was in this role for about 5 minutes.
Oh, really?
Oh.
Yeah, so you could actually see the uncomfortability of the room when it was announced that Jamie Lee Curtis won.
I'm surprised she was nominated if she wasn't in there for that long.
Yeah, she was nominated, and like the other main chick of the movie was also nominated.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
She lost too. And so it was very like surprising that Jamie Lee Curtis won. But getting away from that, The video game I've been playing has just been Yakuza Like a Dragon, because I'm trying to knock this out. I did mention there was an update I wanted to tell you guys, and I don't know if we got to it. But
I don't believe so.
I texted you guys what it was. For the listeners out there, I do have a PS5 as well as an Xbox Series X. I'm that kind of gamer. And because I play Gran Turismo 7, I have a full racing setup. So out of curiosity, I actually went ahead and was going to go ahead and purchase the PSVR 2 just for one game. Now, it being $550, that was our... sorry, Chris. It being $550, that was already a high price point. Little did I think about tax.
Yep. Tax is a thing.
With tax, we were almost at $600, and I just couldn't justify it. I couldn't possibly.
Oh, yeah, for one game, it's like.
Now you know the pain that those other countries are facing when Sony pushed up the price of the PS5 $50. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but you get a whole console.
No, that's fair.
I already paid for the console. I paid for the Gran Turismo full price for a Gran Turismo 7, like $79. Mm-hmm. I paid for the racing wheel full price, $300 some. I paid for the whole thing. I'm not paying an additional $600. It's where do I draw the line to play a video game by myself?
So is it just one of those games that works with VR, or is there like a Gran Turismo VR edition?
It's one of those games that works with VR. So it's,
okay,
I think it's like a 9 gigabyte update.
And okay,
boot up the game and it like you can just play in VR. And
cool.
All the reviews I watched and read, it's supposed to be really good, but not $600 good. Sorry, guys.
No. Yeah, like that kind of thought did crop across my mind too with the PlayStation 5 in regards to Baldur's Gate 3, because like part of me wants to invest either in a gaming PC or like a PS5 just for that game alone, because I'm very passionate about that game and the studio. But I think my mind is kind of gravitating towards the gaming PC route, because that's a better investment in the long term, I feel.
Right.
Absolutely.
But whatchamacallit, one of the things I was also looking at was like either the Steam Deck, that Razer Deck, whatever that was.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The Steam Deck's nice.
It is nice, but then I look at the price of it, I'm like, am I really going to get the usage out of it?
Mm-hmm.
So who knows?
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and switch over to our very first topic for the day. And I'm going to let Mason, you go ahead and lead us into this one.
Yeah, of course. No problem. So when Devin brought this topic up to us to kind of think about for our initial foray into this episode, it is games, video games that we've interacted with, played with, that initially, we were kind of apprehensive about and maybe weren't quite passionate about. And then slowly but surely, we started to like them, appreciate them, and become like actually fans of said games. And it was a tough question to think about at first, because I'm just like thinking to myself, are there a lot of games that I've had that happen to me? And I'm just like, usually when I don't like a game, I stop playing it.
Right.
But after thinking about it more, I'm like, Devin brings up a good point. There are games that I have personally purchased or interacted with that I'm just like, oh, fuck this. But then have come back to, and then I'm like, you know what? I dig it. So I'll start off with you first, Devin.
Okay. Well, the one game that came to mind, and I saw that this game is actually being removed from Game Pass, and that
really
is,
okay.
Yep, Marvel's Guardians of the Galaxy is going to be leaving
Game Pass,
I think, at the end of this month. It might have actually already been sent out. And for me, everybody knows my opinions on Chris Pratt. I don't think he's a great actor. I think that he's crap. I think the only reason I enjoy Guardians of the Galaxy is because there's everybody else except for Chris Pratt. I don't know what it is. Mm-hmm. So when I saw that a Guardians of the Galaxy game had been announced after the disastrous launch of the Avengers game, I'm just thinking, oh, this is going to be trash. This game is not going to be worth it. It's just going to be another just cash grab for Square Enix. But it wasn't until Chris, iChameleon over here, gave the game a good recommendation. And he said, you know what? This game is actually surprisingly good. It's a sleeper hit. You need to play it. And I take my brother's opinion. I take Riot Dream's opinion to heart. And I will usually listen out and I'll give it a try. Mm-hmm. So when I saw that it was on Game Pass, I said, you know what? I'm going to give this game a try. I don't think anything of it. I downloaded it, didn't play it for an entire month because I download games that don't ever play them. So one day, one day I was just bored one night. I think it was a Friday night. I had ordered pizza and I had did an edible. And I said, you know what? Today is the day. So I put in my my actual headset, my audio 3D audio, whatever, sat down on my LG screen. I was like, all right, well, let's give this game about an hour of my time. And when I tell you that game won me over in the first 10 minutes, I was thoroughly impressed. My disdain for Guardians of the Galaxy was completely lost. I ended up playing the game, beating the game, loving the game. And to this day, I will say I will put Guardians of the Galaxy in my top 15 games of all time simply because it was able to change my entire opinion on it within.
Absolutely.
That's awesome. That's a good example, dude.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you, Guardians of the Galaxy. Thank you, Square Enix, for dropping that IP after you released it.
Mm-hmm.
Stupid.
Which, stupid. It's so weird because they're just like, oh, it's not as successful as you wanted it to be.
Nothing successful to them. Nothing. Yeah. Like, I don't know what lives up to their expectations.
Yeah, if it doesn't print money, they're like, oh, it's successful.
Oh, they're in for a rude awakening.
Oh yeah. So what?
We'll get to that.
So Devin gave his example. So what about you, Chris?
Yeah. So I had to actually like really think about this because I do play a lot of games, but like you said, like Mason, like after if I don't like a game in the first few minutes, I just quit. Yep. Uninstall. I'm gone.
Yeah.
Yep.
Like, so.
You're like right. The SpongeBob meme, I am out.
Yep.
Exactly. So my game goes back much further. Mm. And so the game that first came to mind, I'm going to give you two because I don't have as good of a story as Devin. The first game that came to mind to me was actually Tetris.
Okay.
I really did not. I looked at it and I was like, this looks like the most boring, unappealing thing ever.
Yeah.
It's like, you're like literally, you're like,
what's
ever.
The point?
Yeah,
exactly. But then you play it. But then you really play it, and you're just like, "Oh, I get it now." Like, it's just like, "Yeah, I gotta make these gold squares and just and just kill the blocks and get all these points and keep my screen clear." So yeah, that's the first game that came to mind to me. I really didn't give that one a shot until I actually played it.
Yeah.
The second one is actually going to be Final Fantasy 15.
Really? Okay.
The bro Final Fantasy with the car.
Hell yeah.
Yes. I truly thought that it was going to be like the worst Final Fantasy game ever.
Mm-hmm.
But then after I played it and I gave it a few hours to like really get into it, I understood. Mm-hmm. Like the boss battles in that game were so cool. Like you like fight like it's like Titans basically. It did some weird shit, but it was the cinematics and stuff were just so cool.
That's awesome. Then
what about you?
On my end, I have three games that came to mind. Two of which I won't spend too much time talking on, but the third one I will. So the first two that came to mind were older games like you, Chris, not quite as old as Tetris, because my games hail from the PlayStation 1, the first of which is a game that came out at the tail end of the 90s, in 1999, if I'm not mistaken. It was called Tiny Tank, where you play as this eccentric tank, and you just go around wrecking shit up. And at first, like, I hated it because the controls were wonky. And I was just like, I don't quite understand. But the more I played it as a young child, my hyper-focused brain was just like, you know what? This is actually kind of fun. I like it. And then another game that came to my mind, another puzzle game like you, Chris, with Tetris, is Street Fighter Puzzle Fighter, which is it's basically Tetris, but with Street Fighter.
Yeah.
It was a really, I hated that game because I didn't understand it. I'm like, how do you do the things that you need to do to win? I don't understand the combos. I don't understand the point system. I don't get anything.
Right.
But so I gave up on the game, and then I revisited it as an adult. And because it came out on PlayStation, PlayStation 3, as a digital download, I think it was for free, actually, for like one of the PS Plus games or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So I downloaded it, revisited it, and then made sense of it because my adult brain existed now. And I was like, you know what? I like this. This is a lot of fun. But then the final example is a game that I'm extremely passionate about that I absolutely hated and actually gave up on it for the longest time was Darkest Dungeon. Actually.
Okay.
I love this game now. It is one of my, probably top 10 video games of all time now. But at first, I did not understand the game, whatsoever. I didn't understand the strategy. I didn't understand the point. I'm just like, so if I die, if the characters I invest in die, I lose them forever? Fuck that. But then I understood the mechanics and what went behind the games. And basically you have to view your characters as disposable resources.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's deep.
In order to progress in the game, you have to die, which is a crazy concept to think about. And once I understood that and gave up my attachment to characters, I had a much more fun time and actually did better at the game. So that was awesome.
That is awesome.
That is really cool.
But another thing that was awesome recently was the 2023 Streamer Awards that just happened. And these are fairly new. They were founded actually last year by the popular streamer QT Cinderella. Basically, they're an award show that are dedicated to live Twitch streamers. That's basically like the TLDR
is it
the
only, award show. Is it only Twitch streamers, or is it going to be like YouTube, Facebook?
I think it was just strictly Twitch.
Oh, well, sorry, guys. We weren't nominated because we're not on Twitch right now.
That's all right. It's all right. But that happened. A couple of highlights from it is that it had over 300,000 viewers, which is
pretty good.
Which is pretty substantial, honestly. Yeah. At least I think so.
But I think my question to that would be, if we have all of these streamers who I'm assuming have 300,000 subscribers each.
I mean, some of them were smaller, though.
Okay. Because I'm just like, because I think Cinderella probably has more than 30,000 subscribers.
Oh, she does. She does. Yeah, she's pretty massive.
So, like,
Tyler won.
You mean to tell me less than your subscribers joined this entire event?
Yeah. Yeah. It's like a niche thing. Like, there's a lot of people that love movies, but they don't watch the damn Oscars.
That is fair.
That
is.
But I want you guys to take a guess at what the most streamed game of the year was without even telling you what was nominated. I think you guys will be able to guess.
Most streamed game.
Most streamed game of 2022.
Elden
Ring.
Minecraft.
All right, so we've got Elden Ring for Chris. And what's your guess, Devin?
Minecraft.
Minecraft. So, Chris, you would be right.
Hey, good job.
It was Elden Ring. Elden Ring was voted as the winner of the stream game of the year.
That's nuts. And can you just wait until the DLC comes out?
That DLC is hype.
Oh yeah.
And then streamer of the year, which I have never heard of this guy. He goes by the name of Kai Cenat.
I've never heard of him either.
Heard of him, but apparently he is the streamer of the year. And then best speedrun streamer was Point Crow. I've heard of him. He does a lot of like Legend of Zelda stuff, Pokemon stuff. But yeah, that was kind of like the streamer awards mainly. Like those were like the big highlights.
Yeah, there's a few more in here that I just want to call out. Best music streamer, T-Pain. Good for you. He made a comeback.
Great TikTok, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Does he? Tyler won best League of Legends streamer.
Easily. Most entertaining streamer I've ever seen. That man is crazy. He is
extremely entertaining. And then he's crazy. Best first-person shooter streamer, ACEU. And then quick shout-out to the best VTuber, Iron Mouse, for winning.
Is there a racing streaming category?
There was not.
Well, guess I ain't ever going to be nominated.
Yeah, no, there isn't one, nope.
Best MMORPG streamer was Asmongold, which is not surprising.
Yep, heard that name.
100%.
Yeah, I mean, he deserves it.
Souls-like streamer, best Souls-like streamer, Miss Mika?
That's interesting that they won.
And then
I would have thought the Distortion would have won.
Yeah. The only other one that I kind of know is BoxBox, and he got best strategy game streamer because he was a League streamer.
I like BoxBox. He's fun.
Yeah, he's a good one.
Mm.
But yeah, congrats to all you streamers out there.
Oh, yeah. Congratulations to those who won.
Congratulations, everybody. Sure. Hope to see you all again next year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, hopefully next year's streamer awards go well.
All right, so let's talk about a topic that's unfortunately been very prevalent in the news, and that has to deal with layoffs.
Yeah, especially in the tech industry.
Especially in the tech industry, and the newest layoffs are coming from Meta again. They're going to be laying off another 10,000 employees. I saw a TikTok, and I hate to keep going back to TikTok, but we will. I saw a TikTok with this girl who worked at Meta, and I think she was part of the layoffs or announced layoffs. And she said that when I was initially hired in, I was hired in to do nothing.
Really?
She said, when I was hired in $140,000, I was not given a task to work on. I was given zero direction on what to do. And she suspects that she was hired in when all the tech companies were doing massive hiring. She was hired in simply so nobody else could have her.
Oh, what did she do for that amount of time that she was there?
She said that she just tried like finding teams that needed help or just collecting a paycheck. There was somebody who posted on Twitter who worked for Twitter and said that I got hired in during like the weird shuffling. The people that hired me all got let go and I did not.
Oh, wow.
So he was just like, I literally just tweet all day and I get paid $240,000 to tweet.
Hey, there you go. Yeah. I wish I had that.
And I'm like, why would you tell anybody you're doing that? That is my dream, is to be so quiet that I work there.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Like pull the office kind of thing.
Yeah.
I'm just here to collect your check.
So I'm sure that not everybody who works at Meta, who's getting a part of the 10,000 layoffs, was doing nothing. I'm sure they were doing very good work.
Yeah.
But I am curious if that is kind of true. Did Facebook just and Google and Amazon and Microsoft, did they all hire people just to make sure other people couldn't have the talent?
I mean, that's certainly possible.
Yes, absolutely. The tech industry is a very competitive field right now.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want the best people, you'll pay whatever your dollar to get them. And then you just pay them that big dollar. And if you're just like, okay, I don't need you right now, your skills right now, but I will, like, at some point, you're just going to pay you. And yeah. I'm just sitting there.
That's me right now with my job.
So, yeah, no, I can totally believe that happened with, like, a big company like Meta, mm-hmm. where they just kind of, they probably got lost in the shuffle. They kind of forgot about mm-hmm. them.
I gotcha.
Boom.
I know Meta is trying to, I know they've been closing out their NFT. I think they canceled the NFT project with Instagram. Good.
Yeah.
Thankfully.
But you know who has not canceled their NFT projects?
Oh, let me guess. Square Enix.
Square Enix is leading full force into their dumb NFT game. And the name of the game, which I'm going to be honest with you guys, looks like shit, is Symbiogenesis?
Yep. Symbiogenesis.
And the concept of this game is dumb. So you have to own an NFT to play it. But there are 10,000 okay. NFTs in which you can own. And depending on the NFT in which you own, you'll get a story based. But you have to work with other people to get their stories or just buy NFTs. And you eventually have to go through and play all the NFTs, and it's very difficult. And if you go through all levels and you go higher up, you get more points. And then if you do all the points and all the missions, you have a chance to be one of three people who can create a story.
That sounds so stupid.
I don't even know where this sounded fun. I am sitting here, and I read the press release for this a few times. And I literally said, I do not know what this is.
Yeah.
Cash grab. That's all it is.
I mean, I appreciate it, but like, at what point does a developer say, this isn't going to work?
It sounds complicated too.
As we've seen,
so like, they can't. when you're an engineer and you're given a like task from your, like, let's say product owner or product manager, you're just developing it. Like you can voice your concerns, but above you is going to overrule you and say, just make the product. Mm-hmm. And that's probably what's happened here. They're just like, well, we don't pay you to make those decisions. Just make mm-hmm. the product. And that's like, it's just so true. Like with just industries in general, like I'm sure there's been tons of products that have been released and someone's probably like, said, hey man, I don't think that this function should be on this thing because it doesn't work that well. Just make mm-hmm. it. Just make it. We'll figure it out.
Yeah. Do you guys see this working? Do you think that people?
No.
That was quick.
No, I really don't. It's not released yet, right?
No, not or yet. Is it? And I hope it's never released. I don't even know if this thing even has a release date.
I think it probably doesn't.
I do think that people have gotten, I guess, more hip to the scam that is NFT. Yep. And I do see a downtick happening mm-hmm. With that. But it's just a matter of time till we see it go away completely. But I think what really kind of opened people's eyes was the whole, like, Logan Paul thing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, there's been a couple of them now. Like,
yeah,
there's been a few of those like NFT things going on and turned out to be scams.
Yep. Then you have, like, some people will like pay $1 million, not a million. That's yep. being hyperbolic. $10,000 for an NFT, and then somebody makes another NFT, and then it's only worth a nickel.
Exactly.
Going onto their website of this Cybo, I don't know why I have difficulty saying this word. Symbiogenesis. The website says, what is this game? A completely new form of NFT based entertainment where 10,000 collectible artworks meet real game utility. The game's genre is defined as narrative unlocked NFT entertainment. As you unlock the main story, as well as the individual stories of each character, unravel the mysteries of the world. The gameplay progresses through the main story of missions while also unlocking the stories held by the characters, which are NFTs. Find the mm-hmm. item hidden through the floating continent. Determine the ending of the story by participating in world missions where the ultimate choice will be made. So it sounds like they're trying to make Final Fantasy and NFT.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
It's this. I never hope for anything to fail because you know what people worked on. This was their project, but I hope this fails. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I have no respect for like NFTs and their games. I'm sorry.
Same. I do think if this thing releases, if it releases, there are two things that are going to happen. The normal everyday gamer like us will never buy this thing. We'll not even look at it.
Yep.
There, you might have those people part of the like the 1-2%. They're like, oh, I can spend my money on this. You're going to have those people. Those are the ones that I could see potentially buying something like this and paying all the money to do whatever you want to do. But like, I don't even know for sure if they'll do it. Mm-hmm. Like I'm torn 50-50 because they have to think that it's worth in some way, but they thought NFTs were worth, people thought NFTs were worth something, but they're not. So who knows? We'll see. We'll see, I guess. But I know for sure the everyday gamer is not going to buy this at all.
And none of the uninformed gamers. I can't even imagine there being a price point to this game if I have to pay for an NFT to play it. Well, hell,
I was paying
$600 for PSVR 2, so who am I saying?
It should be free to play, and then I guess buy the NFTs after that. That's how I would view it. Yeah.
All right, so let's go ahead and get to our last story, and that has with a movie. Now, Mason brought this to our attention.
Yeah.
Mason, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles is back, and I'm going to be the first one to say it looks better than ever.
Yeah, I'm honestly a huge fan of the route this studio is going with the animation. It's very comic booky, and it reminds me of the Miles Morales Into the Spider-Verse. Yep. In terms of like that animation. And I am just absolutely giddy about this because I love seeing studios take experimental routes when it comes to like animation. Like, quick shout out to Guillermo del Toro for winning Best Animated Picture with his rendition of Pinocchio, because it 100% deserved it, and it was stop motion animation. So I love it when people take risks like that and do something that is off the beaten path and just not formulaic.
Yeah, this does not look formulaic. And I will say the last live action Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle movies I actually missed because I just didn't.
They're not.
They
good.
Didn't look great.
No.
But when I
knew is that what was the director? Michael Bay.
Oh God.
That makes sense.
Yeah. And Megan Fox was in it. So.
Well, he knows he loves that girl.
He really does. He puts her in everything.
Yeah, he does. He does.
But when I saw the new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle movie, which I've heard about because Seth Rogen is going to be a part of this.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
While I'm
watching, and Jackie Chan
and 50 Cent.
Yep.
Ice Cube. Maya Rudolph. Mm-hmm. Post Malone's in there. Snap. Paul Rudd.
There's some big names.
Hannibal Buress.
Even bigger name.
That goofball.
But when I'm watching this trailer, all I can think about is like, this is going to be a day one watch for me.
Yeah, I kind of want to go and see it in theater, actually.
Let's plan.
I think
Uninformed Gamers theater trip again.
Mm-hmm. No, and if you haven't seen the trailer, listeners, to me, it looks like a almost like a coming of age story about the turtles. So the story that we're very familiar with is them as they're fully fledged, like teenage forms, right? And this film, it seems like they're kind of coming into their own through like adolescence. Mm-hmm. At least that's the vibe I'm getting from the trailer. Yep. Like they're being depicted as like kids.
Yeah,
in the trailer, like they're on the precipice of becoming teens. So I think in this, I would probably gauge that they're like preteens, maybe.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
And it just looks like good fun because they're kind of goofing off, messing around. just being dumb kids. And it looks like a really good, like, family movie too. And it just looks like a lot of fun.
Yeah. Yeah. Like you said, I love the graphic style. Like, it gives me like, kind of like graffiti vibes.
Yeah. So
it gives me like that New York style. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know. Like, I just feel like very New York-y with Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Cause that's where I always assume that they are. I actually don't know where they are.
But, I think it is New York.
Okay, cool. Cool. So it makes sense. But yeah, I love that style. I love the graphic style. I really like this cast that they have that are playing in throughout this for the voice acting. And just everything about this, it looks really cool and really good.
Yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to it. I've got high expectations. And then before we give our sign-offs, you know, the final trailer for the new Super Mario Brothers movie dropped. That comes out fairly soon, so keep your eyes peeled for that. I assume we will be talking about it once it does officially drop, because I know we're probably going to watch it.
Chris Pratt's on, I'm probably not.
I knew that was coming.
I was kind of looking at you, Devin. He's going to make Chris Pratt, isn't he? But yeah.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for joining us for another installment of the Uninformed Gamers. If you like what we do, be sure to give us a like and a subscribe. You can find us on Spotify as well as Apple Podcasts, plus anywhere you may listen to your podcast. I am one of your hosts. You know me as Devin, also known as Darkness Tiger on Xbox and Darkness Tiger on PlayStation. If you wish to get in contact with us, Uninformed Gamers at Twitter as well as TikTok. All right, guys, go ahead and give your sign-offs.
Mason, go.
Alrighty, I am Mason, also known as Rad Dreams from Rad Dreams Review on YouTube, and you can always check me out there on my channel, Rad Dreams Review, or you can check me out on YouTube at Rad Dreams Review or Twitch.
Awesome. And I am Chameleon or Chris. You can find me on Twitter at Chameleon Games.
All right. Thanks so much for joining us, guys. We will catch you next time. Bye.
Later.
Peace.